Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums. Gray sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. Seems so right, it can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long. Monday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day.
You think the people of this country exist to provide you with position. I think your position exists to provide those people with freedom.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Patriot Family Chat. My name's Linda. Bill Strong will be with us in a second. I know he went to get some tea. I'm coming at you from Oceanside, California. It's a pretty fair day, about 69 degrees here, and sunny and pretty. I went today to get my food for Thanksgiving, and of course, we all want to thank the Lord for the blessings we still have, and we just keep fighting on for freedom, like Braveheart said there. And welcome, Ron. Welcome, Bill. Welcome, everyone that's listening. I was on the Patriot Family Chat with Terry Rowland. She's exhausted, poor thing, so she couldn't join us. Also, she had asked if it was okay for her to do her Thursday shows at 6 p.m. Eastern rather than 7 p.m. Eastern because she just gets so wiped out for her Friday days that she's teaching that Spanish class. We'll try to put a blast out or an email to those who love her shows. So we'll just get that set up. And I didn't have any topics. I know Bill was talking about things he was thinking about talking about. I did send him a package, a nice, well-thought-out package for helping people to fight against the city planners in their neighborhoods and in their communities, their city councils on Agenda 21. Glenn has been, of course, promoting his new book, but he has had wonderful people on his shows. Rosie Corey was one from the Bay Area, and people from the 912 Projects, there were several on his show talking about how they are combating this and trying to educate people. There is a meeting tonight. The local talk show host, Mike Slater, will be at this meeting here in Vista, so I'd like to go to that later after the show and ask them if I can speak to the group, which they usually have between 50 and 100 people at these meetings, at this Tea Party meetings, and I'd like to get Barbara Decker and Mary Baker and a few others, and we can do a presentation on Agenda 21. I need to wake up people. I'm also going to probably in January go to council member Jerry Kern and Jack Feller in Oceanside and do my presentation in private with them and explain what is going on. Bill, welcome to the program. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Linda. How are you?
Just hanging in there. Yeah, getting ready for Thursday. I don't know if you heard, but Terry wants to do her shows an hour earlier on Thursdays because she's just wiped out doing her sub-teaching. So we'll let her do that because
I don't see a problem there.
Yeah. Anyone who can't get there on, she's usually on for an hour and a half, so that gives people time to at least get part of the show. You know, I know Ron has to drive further to work now, so that kind of a problem. But go ahead, Bill, take it away. What was on your mind?
Well, you know, I got your mailing today, the layout of it, the way it's laid out, it was great. And for me, I printed out copies of my county's comprehensive plan.
Uh-huh.
And I lay this with that.
Sure.
It's the complete picture for people. It really is an eye-opener when you can lay your county comprehensive plan beside this that I got from Linda. And I don't know if you got a way you can get this for other people to get a hold of this. But,
the one I sent to you?
Yes.
I can make as many copies as I need to. This place down the street only charges me 5 cents per. I can just run them off. You know, for a few bucks, I can get as many as I...
I'll tell you something. If there was a way you could get this onto a website or something, so if you could copy it off of there, it'd be even greater.
Okay.
A greater impact, because I'm telling you, it's really thought out well, laid out well.
Oh, Ken is great. This guy works for hours.
It's an eye-opening thing. And that's what we got to do. As I've always tried telling you, you know, as far as Agenda 21 goes, which is our biggest threat, amount of people that are fighting against it right now compared to the amount of people who were fighting against it 4 years ago, it's huge.
Yeah, it's
a
exponentially huge
difference.
Exactly. Well,
I sent you a thing about the media has now caught on that they got to stop us from exposing Agenda 21.
Yeah, good luck with that, guys, because we're on fire. In fact, even California, there are like over 1,000 in just a couple of these Bay Area places that are fighting it. These people at the 912 Projects that was on Glenn Beck's show the other day talking about this whole thing for a whole hour, they have gathered so much steam and so much support and so much awareness and so many members out there doing exactly what you and I are trying to do. In fact, I was just mentioning that I'm going to go to these council members in Oceanside probably in January after these holidays are over, and I'm going to have a 20-minute audience with them in their private office, and I'm going to ask them, do you understand why, you know, that you see all of this usurpation by federal of all the land in the West? Do you see that we are not allowed to drill for our own natural resources? Do you see all these water authorities talking about water crises? You don't understand what these rats have in mind for you. You have no idea. It's all coming from the same place. They are saving these resources for the elites, and we will be the slaves. I may not live to see this in my lifetime, but everybody under me is going to see it, and they're going to get hit. It's going to be – if you think Stalin had some bad stuff going down, oh, please. These guys will make that look like a Sunday social, and that was no picnic. I'm telling you, it's evil.
I was at a veterans meeting in Washington County this last weekend, and I was talking there, and we were talking Agenda 21, and many questions were being asked, and I point blankly told the audience, you tell me something your government, name me anything your government is doing right now, that your government is doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and I can link it to Agenda 21 for you.
Absolutely. That's what Rosa said on his show.
I said, that's
all of it.
That's what America has to wake up to. Every single item.
Connect the dots.
Connect the dots.
Oh, yeah. It started. In fact, she was
the gay
she
movement,
was going
illegal
back.
Immigration, the Muslim infiltrations, movement
open borders.
To here, open borders and all these things, all meant to destroy the American culture.
Well,
we take in a million immigrants a year legally, more than any other country on the planet ever has, and I don't see why we should increase that. We're at 350 million people now, and if you've got a world population problem,
it's just more for them to kill when they want to, you know, start doing that, because that's exactly what they'll do. I mean,
the whole plan though is to destroy the culture, and those people are just pawns. They're just being used, just like in a chess game.
Sure.
They're nothing but sacrificial lambs to be used at the whim of the progressive elite.
Right.
And that's what they've done. Collapse our economy.
They're exactly what Lenin called useful idiots. That's what Lenin called them.
Oh, yeah. When it comes to collapsing the economy, here's where you really start to see that both sides are involved.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. Oh, please.
And that's when you get into the monetary thing. I'm sure Ron Golden could tell you a lot more about that than me, but I do know. But that's where you really start to see the ties between the two parties, the establishment of the parties and stuff, because they're both working towards that same goal in the economy. And then you come to weaken our defenses. Every time there has to be something cut, it's defense. Never touches any of the entitlement programs that they know are self-defeating, going to go under.
Right. Yep. And everybody gets vilified for that. I know.
Oh, I love how a Michael Moore and a Richard Trumka can come out and claim that there is no physical cliff. Well, people, tell both of them fat slobs something. That physical cliff is riding on the backs of my children and my grandchildren, and I damn well do not like it. You're riding on your high horse and stuff, Trumpka. How much money do you give to anybody?
Oh, yeah.
How much does Michael Moore give to anybody? You ever
probably
seen his
zero.
House in Michigan?
No, but I can imagine, just like Al Gore's
27-room
mansion.
Well, I got a proposal. I got a proposal. I think that all actors, no actors should exceed $50,000 for payment on any movie.
Well, you know, here's the thing.
Any
I don't like
excess money made, give to the government to reduce the debt. Ain't that what they want the wealthy to do?
Well, yeah, but they're hypocrites. You know that.
I
don't like
that.
Price fixing on wages or anything else. I don't like.
It's as Rand Paul said to Obama, but you could say it to almost any Democrat. Are the only wealthy you hate are the ones that don't support the Democratic causes?
Of course. Well, that's
because
the only ones
sure
you get vilified.
You sure seem to like Buffett. And look at George Soros. Here he is again. Mighty moose head from Nazi Germany.
Yep.
I mean, well, he's not from Germany, but he is a Nazi sympathizer.
I think he was Hungary.
Yeah, he is born Hungarian, but he was a Nazi sympathizer. He never regretted helping the Nazis.
His family was Jewish. They were his mother and father.
Well, so was Hitler.
God. I thought he was Aryan from Austria. I don't know, but maybe not.
Look at Hitler. He was not Aryan. He was too short. He was dark-headed.
That's for sure. Yeah, he was just nuts.
But the point, I'm at is...
Oh, my gosh.
You take Soros. There he is again. Now he's got MoveOn.org, and they want to try to force Walmart to go to unions. Now, you're going to see a big push for unions here because they think Obama won, so that's a clear-cut way for the unions.
Oh, of course.
The unions
currently
are 8% of the workforce.
Right. You know, I think you were very correct back in the day. This is probably 2 or 3 months ago. We talked about Agenda 21, and you said that and I said it too. That's why Obama and Pelosi and Reid were pushing so hard for this healthcare thing, because it's a huge gateway to Agenda 21. And
it's given the government control over your healthcare.
It's got all the eugenics.
Guise of healthcare. Oh.
Yeah. It's got all the eugenics right there in place. I think we have Ron as well. Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Hey, not too bad. Just listening to you guys rant. If I didn't
know
better, I'd think Bill was a little agitated this evening.
Good for him. I'm glad. We need to get heat off.
Sometimes you do. I mean, you do get ticked off. You just had so much. And on that health care bill, we haven't even begun to discuss some of the items that are inside that bill. And when the public finds out what they are, where home
it's going to be too late. Mm-hmm.
Well, wait till they come to tell you to do your home inspections, and they say, well, you can't have that chocolate candy bar. You can't have it. Even if you got a box of Twinkies, you can't have them. They're going to take them away.
I got news for you. They ain't taking nothing from this.
Well,
except my corpse.
I'm like that dog in your yard. You know, if I'm eating on a bone and you come try to take it, I'm probably going to bite you.
Well, you know, what was funny, Bill, when we were talking about the Agenda 21, because Glenn had asked Rosa a question. She wrote Behind the Green Mask quite a few years ago, because she's been fighting this for a while. And you can pick it up on Amazon. It's probably cheaper now than it was when it first came out. However, he said, how far back does this go? And she says, how far back do you want to take it? She was going to the late 1800s. And she was going to bring it all the way through. She didn't get a chance to talk about the regionalism that Ron turned me onto with Ronald Reagan as governor in California in 1974, which was exactly four years to the day, practically, after that Earth Day, the first Earth Day in Sacramento. So all this stuff has culminated. Now it's coming like a tsunami at us. But everybody who's like Rosa and Tom DeWeese and these other people, and Glenn also, and myself and my groups, and I know Bill feels this way, if we do it now, we can stop it. But we can't wait one more second.
No.
So,
stopping Agenda 21 puts a stop to a lot of things.
Oh,
because
well, yeah.
That's what it's all based for. actually, if you could expose and prove that these people out here with this man-made global warming deal doing nothing more than scamming the public, you can prove that out there. You're going to destroy, because that's the whole basis for Agenda 21. That's what they're going to use as the basis to take control.
Right.
Well, Bill, it's been exposed as a complete farce and junk science, and they don't care.
They don't care. Well, they're still pushing it.
That's the old thing, you know, you perpetrate the lie, Ron, and you keep pushing it and pushing it until it's accepted as truth.
Yeah, a lie told often enough becomes accepted as the truth.
Here's what they're doing, and it has been from the beginning. They knew that they could use this as a ruse, this global climate change. They've got the kids indoctrinated already, you know, from especially in California, from K through 12 on that, and of course they're going with the Communist Manifesto of making gay seem normal. So they got the LGBT thing going in California. It was called SB 48. We tried to fight it, and we couldn't do it because we live in libtard land. And they're teaching these kids that this is, you know, two moms and two dads and all this nonsense and anti-bullying. It's disgusting. And I actually wrote an email to this guy at Poway. I was livid. I can't remember what I was screaming about. Oh, because he was going to take the Declaration of Independence off the walls in the schools. I let him have it in spades. But I told him that anyone who still has their kids in California in a public school needs to be seen by a psychiatrist. I was so pissed at that guy. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's not.
I tell you, every day you pick up the paper and there's something about California in it, and you're like,
oh, yeah.
Just, it makes your head want to spin. You're like, what in the hell is wrong out there?
Well, what they did with this in the very outset, especially when they did the first 1992 UN Agenda 21 summit, Earth Summit in Rio, is they wanted to use the environment because they knew they could get these dumb, lame, ostrich in the head in the sand people, libtards, and tug on their heartstrings. Oh, we got to save the Earth, you know, because these people listen to PMS, LSD, and you know, take it as gospel. So they knew they could get, you know, push it down their throats, and then everybody would be crying about tree hugging. And so this is how they've done it. And they're not going to let go of it. So we have to expose all of it.
It was what was the driving force behind Maurice Strong's idea for a carbon tax and how to get wealthy and super rich off the carbon tax.
We have it in California.
I tell you right now, and follow the money. Follow the money.
I know.
Who's invested in that carbon exchange in your state?
Well, okay, one of the reasons that everything that's coming down the pike with the taxation, the regulation, the carbon tax, the brand new tripling of the vehicle license fee registration annually on the poor citizens of California. Now, the hidden agenda may be Agenda 21, but these morons in Sacramento are just like the morons in D.C. All they do is look at dollar signs. They think they're going to because they're broke, they're going to garner revenue out of this nonsense. What they don't see is down the road, when everybody packs their stuff up and leaves the hell out of the state because they can't take it anymore. You know, they're going to be left with Hispanic.
I've seen where they're going to start penalizing businesses for leaving the state.
Yeah,
Look, you know what?
You've already got
an exit tax in the U.S. for citizens that want to get the hell out of Dodge.
It's horrible.
The main premise, and this is where all of these people fail. And this is why, you know, Milton Friedman was absolutely brilliant at just dismantling these people for the silliness that they purvey. The main premise is that the reason things go badly, whatever sector of the society, whether it's the economy or anything else, the answer is always, well, it's because we didn't have enough government, right? There wasn't enough government regulation. There wasn't enough government involvement. There wasn't enough government oversight.
Wrong.
Exactly. The whole premise is screwed up. And
we've got a long history
to prove that that's wrong.
In the history of mankind, man's happiness, happiest moments were in the Garden of Eden before they ate of the fruit.
Well, of course, they were walking with the Lord. I mean, that was perfect,
there
but
no
then they screwed up.
There.
No.
A government
there was
of
government.
One.
Yep. The government of one.
And I still, and that's what I was driving at Sunday night and last night. We still refuse to accept that there is a government of one. And so anything, we need to come to the realization that anything and everything that we try to establish here that goes against the government of one is an act of futility and self-deprivation.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, that's
a good way to put it, because that's exactly what it is.
Precisely what it is, Bill. Everything that every one of these people does is attempting to prove their supremacy, the supremacy of the mind of man, and disprove the existence of God. We don't need God. He doesn't exist. And anyone that believes he does is just a bunch of backwards idiots living in a fairy tale. But look around you, people. I mean, honest to goodness, you cannot see the detrimental results of your harebrained ideas.
Exactly. Well, oh, my gosh.
That's why you're brilliant. Scientists came up with intelligent design. Because the truth is, that was a way for them to say that there was a superior being, God. And because there's no way everything just fell into place by chance.
No, there's not.
No.
So to keep from being criticized about religion and stuff, they called it intelligent design.
Well, at least not by the math that we understand at this point in our human logic and reasoning. At this point in our evolution, we haven't developed math to explain it all yet.
Well, no.
We're doing okay with math as a perfect science, and it's universal, and that's what music and notes of music is based on, so it translates anywhere.
We're barely scratching the laws of physics.
Well, yeah, I understand that, which I saw on Glenn's show, which is very frightening because they're trying to create artificial intelligence, like in the sci-fi books of 50 years ago,
I'm sure they'll be able to accomplish that. Look, one of the goals is they want to live forever.
Oh, you mean the creepies? The elitists?
Yeah, the zombies. They want to live forever.
Oh, my Lord. Well, because, you know why? They know there's a hell. That's why, in their hearts, darn right they do. Rats.
Well, I mean, why you see all these advancements, I talked about 3D printing, where they can literally, now, using your cells, they can print an organ.
That's sick.
Well, I don't think it's sick. I think it's amazing and fantastic that, instead of having to rely on a kidney transplant.
Cloning, yeah.
It's not even, and not cloning.
Right.
They can literally, with a printer.
My God.
I know.
It's frightening.
A new kidney from your own cells, from your own body. Your body's not going to reject it. There's not. And they're working on being able to print directly on the body.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Oh, my gosh. That's almost frightening. Here's the thing, though, Ron or Bill.
With greed always comes those people seeking immortality.
Well, yeah. It's called arrogance and boasting, which is forbidden according to Scripture, if I read it correctly.
Well, and that's something that I think we have picked up from the left and the progressives is the idea of greed. It's a word that gets used all too often, and Bill, I'm not trying to chastise you, but I hear it so often, and Neil Bortz down here, he's challenged people 100 times. Call in and define greed. Define it for me. What's greed to one person is not greed to another. And I think Milton Friedman had it right.
Yep.
The one characteristic, the one human characteristic that drives each of us individually is our own desire and striving for our own self-interests.
Exactly. And so did Ayn Rand Center believe the same thing. Absolutely.
That in and of itself could be called greed.
But
when you want no one else to have anything, and you want to control everything.
Right, but
no,
see, now I don't think that's greed.
That's not the real definition.
Else.
Yeah,
that's a greed for power.
Well, here's how I was thinking about it when I was preparing for the show and thinking about stuff. And I was thinking about Milton Friedman on the greed, and he was talking to Phil Donahue or whatever.
Yeah, he
and
shut him down, didn't he?
It was amazing. The guy probably he couldn't penetrate the sick skull, but at least he tried.
Phil was speechless.
Yeah, when you look at the word selfish, you can look at it two ways. When you look at self-interest, you actually, as an individual, you benefit society, whether you intend to or not, because
correct.
You are looking out for your own self-interest, and the byproduct is the creativity of more jobs and more wealth and more whatever for the good. When you look at it as selfishness of a two-year-old, you're dealing with a different animal. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about someone who has some cognitive, linear
right,
thinking.
Right, because a two-year-old doesn't know any way to differentiate.
Right, right. They're too young. So that's why these libtards, they always go back to, because they're only about two steps away from a two-year-old half the time. So they don't understand what an adult would do. They don't understand Ayn Rand or John Locke or any of these. I mean, my God, they wouldn't even know who I was talking about because they're
when you're coming to greed, you got to go back to the principle of it all, that it's not money that's evil, it's the love of money.
Or the lust of it. Okay,
it's like I said, I could be out here striving to get ahead myself and to become wealthy and all these and things and that things, but and that's okay. That's your personal drive and stuff. But when I look over and I say, okay, well, Rob's got something and I don't, and I want his. I don't want one like his.
That's
I
the
want
envious
his.
Green monster. No, that's not uh-huh. cool. You are not. That's covetous.
That's covetous.
And that's the kind of people we have in the elitist of this world trying to run this world.
Because when it's like anything else, whether you're building an artificial intelligence or you're building technology, if it gets into the wrong hands, you got a problem. That's what I'm.
Oh,
you know. You can,
oh yeah, always. And
yeah, you can say that about money,
weaponry,
any of it.
A lot of the weaponry we have was the development ideas of it behind it all had nothing to do with weaponry.
Well, it always, come on, look at human nature. The best things we've come up with is always better and bigger ways to destroy each other. It's horrible. Not all of us are that way, of course. You know, some of us answer to a higher power, unfortunately. Not many should.
Here's the thing, and I think this is what Friedman was trying to explain. We have, or are supposed to have, in this country, some basic principles.
Oh, yeah, we used to.
Okay, and the single most fundamental basic principle that we should have, we should recognize, and we should guard it with our lives because
mm-hmm.
they literally depend on it, is the right to our person and our property.
Property, absolutely.
Okay.
Because your property is everything encompassing you.
Correct.
All of it.
And your human, being, it's
yes.
yourself, you know.
Exactly.
That is
oh,
the most
Lord.
Fundamental property. So the problem is not the greed or the covetousness even.
Right.
Okay. The problem is we do not apply the law
mm-hmm.
equally and evenly without subjection, just cold, hard, fast facts. It doesn't matter how greedy or covetous someone is. You take a J.P. Morgan. Morgan,
exactly.
He was exactly one of these people that Bill's describing. Where
there's never enough, yeah.
Right, and that's fine. You can own the whole world. However,
mm-hmm.
it must be done in such a fashion
that you don't
trespass on someone else's person or property.
There you go.
And the moment that you do, you are liable.
Exactly.
For damages, period.
Got it. Yes. And
if we could just
damage,
stick to that principle,
I know,
none of the rest of this crap would even matter.
It wouldn't exist. Well, they don't. Nobody believes in the Ten Commandments anymore. Nobody even tries to keep them. Lord knows I try. Hell, I get in trouble for, you know, just what I'm thinking. But, you know, at least I don't cross.
How can we expect the populace to believe in things and to believe in laws and stuff when we constantly see those we elect ignore the law as if it doesn't matter?
Well,
it means nothing.
They
ignore our
route.
Founding principles. And our cultural principles have all been ignored and kicked to the side, and
they've been
vilified. That's why we're in the downhill spiral we're in.
It's a systematic. Well, I look at it like way back, after the, or probably in the Cold War time, with the Communist Manifesto, and Khrushchev was correct. We will bury you. We won't have to fire a shot because they're going to infiltrate, and they've done it. I mean, they've done a great job. And then we've got the elitists with the Agenda 21. And that's why I am so adamant about stopping it, because that very basic principle that Ron talked about, your sovereign being, your property, you, everything about you, they don't like that, and they're going to take all of it. You're better off dead, man, if they're going to do that stuff. Believe me.
And it's if you could just, and here again, we're right back to fighting the media, which will lie to protect and cover it. And you don't know who you can trust and things. And it was really hard 6-7 years ago to try talking about these things then.
Uh-huh.
It's not as bad today because there's more of it out in the open. We've got states like Alabama and Georgia and other places we can point to, Florida. And we got countries that are rejecting it, and
here's my thing.
We have a background behind it to reject it, and we can always go back now. We know that 92, that if they want to say, oh, there's no such thing, besides the UN website, which you start getting them. I'm still seeing people, oh, there's no such thing as Agenda 21.
Oh, my God. I know. Well, what I've been doing is I've been discrediting the media anytime I have a private conversation with somebody. I ask them, why are you still listening to those people? Why are you getting your news from the box in the living room? It's going to take a long time to get through to these people, but I swear
look,
I'm going to keep hammering it.
I know I've read this on the air before, but I think it bears repeating. And I want to set the stage for, what was going on when this happened. It was February of 2005.
Okay.
There was a national news story in the headlines about a young woman in Florida who was in a vegetative state, and her husband wanted to pull the plug on her. And her parents fought
tooth and nail
valiantly not to allow that to happen. Her name was Terri Schiavo.
I remember that case.
You might remember George Bush convening an emergency session of Congress.
Good grief.
And it was after that the case went to the Supreme Court, and it got remanded back to the Florida court, and they ruled that they could, in fact, end Ms. Schiavo's life.
Ugh.
But what most people don't know is what the hell happened in that special session of Congress. You heard all the congressmen, you recall, decrying what a terrible thing this was. Well, what they passed is found at Title 42, Chapter 21C, Section 2000CC. Substantial burdens, general rule. No government shall impose or implement a land use regulation Now, this is interesting. Land use.
Wow. Oh my God.
In a manner that imposes a substantial burden on the religious exercise of a person, including a religious assembly or institution, unless the government demonstrates that the imposition of the burden on that person, assembly, or institution is in furtherance of a compelling governmental interest.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Now, it goes on to say, and is the least restrictive means of furthering the government's compelling interest.
Schmendrix. I'm so sick of people telling me what I can and can't do. I'm ready to scream. It's just making me nuts. And I do believe we have Robert on the line as well. Thank you, Robert, for joining us. Hi.
What are you doing?
Be careful of Robert. He's always got
How you doing, Mr. Robert?
Hey, Mr. Bill Strong. How you doing?
I'm doing very well.
So I was going to ask, I had to ask Bill one question. The information that Ken put together, did you notice the similarities of your own general plan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure did.
Except the names are a little different, but the ideology is exactly the same because they're all written by Ickley.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If a person took what I have here, what you sent me today,
yep,
and I lay this with the county comprehensive plan.
Absolutely.
And have them read them back to back, they're going to think they read the same thing twice.
You got it.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's terrifying. This is what we've got to use. We've got to use these things. So maybe I can get that posted somehow. I'm not sure if I have it as a scanned document, but or you could if you can scan it and get it out there, man, that would be fabulous. If you could also maybe send me a hard copy in the mail of your county plan, and I'll show my people in Oceanside and say, look, this is going on in every town, every city, every charter city, every hamlet, every township in this damn United States.
Linda, you can look up any county's comprehensive plan in the nation simply by typing in that county's name and comprehensive plan.
Okay.
I type in Jackson County, Indiana comprehensive plan.
They're all the same. I know they're the same. So what I have to do is prove it out to these people and say, look, please take the time to read this stuff. I mean, I've done shortcuts. I've done.
Well, they're usually in PDF files.
Yeah, I've done everything I can.
All you have to do is find a way of linking all these PDF files together.
Yep.
And saying or tell people, well, here, check out these counties and give them a couple of counties and say, throw your county in here, look up your county's plan and put it in here. And when they get to comparing these things and comparing everything they know and can find out about a 10 to 21, you're going to see so much similarity that it's going to freak people out.
I know.
I don't know. Several of us know Lisa Deaton. Lisa recently got into some things, and Agenda 21 has become like her top thing at the moment.
Wow.
A major wake-up. I tried telling these people before.
I know.
Cherie Calabro of IFIRE, which is the Indiana Federation for Immigration Reform and Enforcement, in 2006, when I told her I was going to go a new direction, her and another lady, and they were like, well, what are you talking about? I said, well, because we were fighting illegal immigration at the time. I said,
sure.
I've come to realize what is behind
it's all tied up, tied together.
And it's much bigger than that. And I started talking about Agenda 21, and I got to admit, there's a lot of people like, well, you're a nut. And at that time you were considered a conspiracy theorist. There is no such thing.
It's
but
a fact.
Since then, everything's came out. And I don't know if you remember a while back, I posted a video, and it caught fire. Of
good.
Nancy Pelosi in 1992.
Yes, absolutely.
On the House floor.
Absolutely. Oh, God,
for
what
me,
a
that
witch.
Was for me, that was redemption. That was
that
my
was
proof that Agenda 21 existed.
Exactly.
And if you're a congressman that was been in office for a long period of time, he was sitting there when they had it on the floor.
Yep. And the other thing I'm going to try to encourage my people to do, I don't care where, whether it's my property rights people or Tea Party people, I'm going to encourage them to get their little acts together, put yourself together a 10-page presentation to your city council members, and you call them up, you call up their aides, and you request a 20-minute audience in private with them, and you tell them what's going on. And the more people that do this, I think this is going to have an impact. They've got to know,
well,
and they've got to know people are ticked.
I think so. Like I said, I went around, I've handed out my copies of my county comprehensive form, and it's a booklet.
Good.
And, you know, and I keep trying to push through more and more people. I go into a website, and if I get a little bit of feedback from that website and or have trouble, I've got a group of guys with me that
sure.
jump in there for, and hit it too. And you may stop one of us, but you can't stop all of us.
I know. We're going to keep going. I think that's why I want to go to that after the show's over. I want to go down there to Vista tonight because there's a lot of people. Sometimes we'll get 70 to 100 people in this Tea Party group. And I'm going to ask Maureen Gafanti, who's kind of the head person. Her husband's a doctor, and we've been to many rallies together and traveled in carpools together and doing all these things. I'm going to ask her if I can speak next week or the week after in front of that group and do a 10-15 minute presentation and explain to them. And I, like I told on Terry's show the other day, I said, Terry, I want to reach people. I need to speak to masses of people. And she says, Linda, if you only reach one or two, you've done your job. And I said, amen. And it's the truth.
Yeah.
You've got to do
one,
it.
One is progress.
You got to do
it. If we reach one, that's progress. That's two of us screaming.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you think folks were hollering about the national health care. Wait until they start rolling out in earnest this national retirement system.
What are they doing now? Tell me.
Yeah, that's really going to make some people hot, Ron.
Yeah, that's where you're going to get, you're going to have the riots in the streets. Yeah,
okay, well, you remember me talking about the Chicago plan, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I promise you that's part of this.
Oh, my God.
And
oh, yeah.
One of the things they're complaining about is that Americans aren't saving enough. Yo, you laugh, my dear. But what happens when government institutes a mandatory savings program?
Jesus Christ.
And it's going to be a tax, you know, just like the freaking health care and Social Security.
You know what? I'm
it's
going underground.
It's going to be another tax taken out of your damn paycheck.
I'm going underground. I'm going to Indiana. They got farmland. I'm going. I'm done.
Wasn't that the same ruse that they used for Social Security? We're only going to take a small percentage,
oh,
and your employer's going to match it, and it's going to be put aside in a trust fund just for you.
I'm telling you, those guys are roasting in hell right now that did this. Oh.
Hey, Ron.
Yes,
and then
Ron.
They used it. I think I'll retire. I'm going to retire with a tampon on my head.
Yeah.
I sent that to him.
I sent it as well. I figured he'd get a kick out of that.
That was a great joke.
Oh, my God.
It's an old one, but it's a good one.
Uh-oh, we got to send it to Bill now.
I think I did send it to Bill, actually.
The genie? The Jewish genie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Oh, my Lord. Oh, you made. That was hysterical.
And there's somebody else, a Polish guy. I can't even think of how his name is pronounced. Kosowalski or something. He sends me a ton of Polish jokes a day.
God. I'll bet they're good. Yeah. Hey, look, the only difference between the Jewish food and the Polish food is the names of them. They come from the same region, and they're very good. They'll kill you with a heart attack, but they're delicious.
He goes, don't you know any jokes on your people? I said, my people are Irish and German. There ain't nothing funny about them.
Oh, my gosh.
I
heard one about mine. I'm Irish. I have to drink. It's my job. Oh God.
My dad sent me one that saloon humor. As an old cowboy sitting at the bar, and he says, you know, Americans got so sick and tired of hearing everybody around the world tell us what a bunch of dumbasses we are. on election day, we all went to the voting booth and proved it.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I know.
But, you know, I wanted to touch on this as a friend of mine sent it to me in an email, and it's from the National Seniors Council. A recent hearing sponsored by the Treasury and Labor Departments marked the beginning of the Obama administration's effort to nationalize the nation's pension and retirement system and to eliminate private retirement accounts, including IRAs, 401ks. The hearing held in the Labor Department's main auditorium was monitored by National Seniors Council staff and featured a lineup of left-wing activists, including one representative of the AFL-CIO, who advocated for more government regulation over private private retirement accounts and even the establishment of government-sponsored annuities that would take the place of 401k plans. That, boys and girls, is forcing you to invest in government treasury bonds if you want a tax-exempt retirement. The hearing was set up to explore why Americans are not saving as much for their retirement as they could, explains the National Senior Council National Director Robert Crone. However, it is clear that this is the first step towards a government takeover. It feels just like the beginning of the debate over health care, and we all know how that ended up.
Oh, my God. Woo. Lovely.
So, you know.
You know what? I think everybody who has half a brain should just take everything they have and buy some silver.
Well, if you don't save enough money when you die, they can't take 55%.
Oh, my gosh.
Rebecca Davis testified that the government needs to get involved because 401k plans and IRAs are unfair to poor people.
Oh, my
yep.
God. Oh, my
that's
God.
That's the whole
oh, my God.
Argument.
I'm going to Indiana. So, that's it. I'm done.
Well,
don't I heard on the news today? It was just like the healthcare debacle. You know, one way to solve it is asking the rich folks to give up their Medicare and give it to the poor. they should have done that a long time ago.
This is the Muslims
and the illegals.
This is the height of totalitarianism, guys. I mean, if this isn't tyranny, I'd like to know what it's called.
Well, you can't force a Muslim to buy insurance because it's against their religion. But you can force a Christian organization to pay for abortions and stuff.
I'm ready to go off the grid. I can't take it.
Already there is a bill requiring all businesses to automatically enroll their employees in IRA plans.
Oh,
in which
God.
Part of every employee's paycheck would automatically be deducted and deposited into this account.
Oh, my God.
If this passes, the government will be just one step away from being able to confiscate all these retirement accounts.
Oh, my God.
they're also pushing for the NLRB to be able to have everybody's information and be able to give it to unions.
Oh,
yep.
My God. So Bill, I went online and I was checking out, you gave me that thing in July, which was a nice little brochure for JC Homes Online, Jackson County. And they had a recent one, which was, I think it was a three-bedroom house, maybe two baths, and they had 5 acres. And that sucker was $39,000. And I'm going, oh, I got to get out of California. Like tomorrow. Like, oh my God. No, the time will come and I'll be there. I'll get a hold of one of these realtors and I will go. I'll just do it. I can't take this anymore.
It's been a great last week. My wife has mastered yeast rolls.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you.
I don't know what those are, but it sounds good.
It's the rolls that you have on Thanksgiving, the ones that just flake apart real easy. It's not like a biscuit. The dinner rolls.
Okay, almost like baklava, but not sweet.
No, you're thinking of like the flaky roll, you know, the layers.
Okay. Yeah.
No, it's like a traditional dinner roll that's real light and fluffy.
Cool.
You know, you can get them in the store in a little like cardboard sleeve in plastic.
Oh yeah, like
in the freezer
Pepperidge
section.
Farm. Yeah, Pillsbury Doughboy things. I know.
But that's nothing like one made from scratch.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I'm telling you, she made a batch last week. They were gone. Just.
Yeah, and especially with you guys. Oh my
and
Lord.
She made some last night. I think
awesome.
I got one hid.
Oh my God.
That was one of my demands. My wife asked if there was anything that she had to get for Thanksgiving. And then, of course, turkey, dressing, mashed potatoes, gravy, and yeast rolls. Cannot leave out my yeast rolls. Got to have them.
Oh,
wow,
no.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm doing homemade from scratch the yams and then kind of clean them up. And then I wrap them individually in foil. And I bake them like 350 for like almost 2 hours so they caramelize. Oh, mash them up like you would mashed potatoes. And then I add a little bit of maple syrup. Oy vey, they're good. Oh,
I can't
yum.
I can't get my kids to eat yams and stuff, but I can cook carrots the same way that I would cook yams.
Uh-huh.
That is with the, you know, the honey on them and the brown sugar. And,
oh, yeah.
And the marshmallow and whatever. And they will eat them. That'll be the least things that will be the least amount of leftovers will be the carrots.
That's great. You ought to do them like mashed potatoes without all the sweetener. Oh, God. Carrots are sweet enough.
I'm looking like I'm going to have to build me another building because my family has got so big.
Yes.
So. I'm with you, Bill. I need a big shed where we can have dinner, you know, for Thanksgiving and Christmas because it's too many damn people.
That's
just make it
we're
a special dining room, dude.
It would have to be huge. We're looking at 14 grand, soon to be 16 grandkids, my wife says.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I'm thinking, what when all these suckers are teenagers?
You're in for it, man.
Oh, my
God. You are in for it.
Because as it is right now, we do a turkey and a ham. And we do a 25-pound turkey and about a 10, 15-pound ham.
Goodness.
A boneless ham. And, you know, I'm thinking, I'm going to have to like, go into turkey and ham business or something.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
I do want to say that now. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
We're still breathing. We've still got enough freedom that we can still talk and voice our displeasures and expose and bring out the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be thankful for that.
So, Robert, are you eating ham for Thanksgiving or no?
I'm thinking of roasted pizza. I'm invited to Leone's people from Tonga, and I'm sure they're going to be roasting a pig. You want me to say stuff, Bill?
I love it.
That sounds good.
Beats the hell out of a ham sandwich, doesn't it?
they know how to roast a pig, let me tell you.
I know. That's the Hawaiian way, the island way.
You know,
yeah.
You guys could always move to Tonga with Leone and I, and we could just live off the land there.
There you go.
I'm going to Indiana. Hell with it. I'm fighting. I don't care.
We can all be wearing togas in Tonga.
my towel, my six gun.
I love it.
I still have my beater, though.
You're going to have to
take that away from me yet.
Praise the Lord.
So are you going to climb the trees in Tonga, Robert, and get the coconuts out of
it? Oh, well, I tell you what. It depends. We'll see how these next 3 years or three years going to transpire. And if I'm still broke at the end of the month, I'm going to have to do something.
You know? Man, I'm throwing
them. We have accomplished something. Whether we realize it or not, we have accomplished something major. And I'll have to explain it to you in the way is that it's called Agenda 21 for a reason.
Right.
And, there was a date that they hoped to have everything completed, but they're not going to have it.
Right, because we woke up.
That was the 21st
Century.
Of December. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They had picked that day to do that on.
Sure.
and we stopped it basically.
So we've slowed them down that much.
We got to get more. We got to
start tearing off chunks of the 21, exposing the whole entire agenda, and tying everything together. And it all does tie together.
I think we need to take over the government instead of the government taking over us.
Could you imagine if you would have wrote 10 years ago, if you would have wrote of today and all the backstabbing, all the shenanigans, mm-hmm. all the underhanded and all this stuff, you would have wrote the greatest conspiracy, the greatest espionage mystery novel of all time.
Yep, absolutely. Fiction.
There's the sadness that it would have been truth.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what Vin Flynn does and all those guys, and I know Glenn just did it with his book. He's putting the Agenda 2021 in a fictional story, but then at the end he exposes it as it's not fiction. You know, it's like a big shocker at the end.
He's going to show how it's going to be for the youth in 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
I have a project.
You remember Linda, I was saying that someone should make a movie about that.
Oh, he's going to turn
and
that book
do
into
it.
A document. I'm so excited. Absolutely. If that comes out on DVD, I swear I'll get more copies than I can handle, and I'll get it to everybody. Oh, my God, yes.
I have a project for all of us. I think we should all take each chunk of the Constitution of the United States, and we should rewrite it and interpret it what it means to us.
No, just do what it says. You don't have
That's
to do
how
anything.
The only way I can take you is how it says.
You don't have to do anything. You don't have to have anything. You don't have to have a redo. We just need to follow the, you know, when in the course of human events it's time to throw off this miserable tyranny, let's throw it off.
Yeah.
Right now we're having so many new laws and regulations added per day, and we don't know what they are.
Yeah. Look, Bill, Ayn Rand said it as well. She said, when you get that kind of tyranny and that kind of oppression and that kind of laws and regulations to where they're so insurmountable that you can't even fit them into a document shredder, you're afraid to walk out the front door because you don't know if what you're doing is right. It's ridiculous.
Hell, you don't know what's going to be illegal anymore.
Oh,
I've heard
God.
Some of the most ridiculous people getting arrested for some of the most ridiculous things, like growing
it's
too
time,
much lettuce, collecting rainwater.
I know. It's all Agenda 21 and EPA. I know. They're using the EPA as the jackbooted thugs. That's what they're doing. And it, you know what? Texas has deemed... At this point, they're using nullification. They have told the governor or their counties or whatever, they said, EPA comes in here and starts their nonsense, we're going to have them arrested. We're done. They don't have any authority in the state of Texas to do their nonsense. And they're standing up to it. And I say, amen. I say, go for it.
And I now live in a state that has a filibuster-proof GOP majority. The Democrats could take off like they did last year, and it wouldn't matter now.
Good. Absolutely. No, I have the opposite. We have a supermajority of libtard blue state nut jobs up here in Sacramento. So they went right to work after this election, and they've decided to tax the hell out of every single person on this, supposedly sovereign state.
Only 18% of the people in California are paying taxes.
Well, the rest of it, they're going to do, they're going to
18% supporting 82%.
Yeah, they're going to force everybody that's paying out. And even people who aren't paying. Look, I get Social Security. That's the only thing I have right now. Although I'm trying to start a business with my catering thing for the seniors. But it's just getting off the ground, so I don't know if I'll get any business out of it, but I'll walk through the parks and try to put my flyers out. If they were to take taxes out of that, which they don't, because if you're on the low end of the scale as a Social Security recipient, you don't even have to file taxes because nobody owes anybody anything. You're not, it's ridiculous. But like I said, if they start taking that away, hopefully I could get down to Jackson County and get some. I will live off the land, and I will do whatever it takes. That's the only way to go.
It's not that hard to do around in this area.
I know.
Like you said, 5 acres with a home and everything, and that kind of price.
That's
very
awesome.
Few places can touch that.
Absolutely. You can't do it here. I can't buy a doorknob in this town for that price. Are you kidding me? You can't believe this mess. I haven't looked into the foreclosures, but they're outrageous anyway. It's stupid. There's no sense to it. And plus the fact I live in a blue state, which I'm sick of, because I'm surrounded by lip.
I'm pretty sure in California you're paying taxes on taxes.
It's beyond that. That's why I had Ken, the guy that wrote that piece for you that I sent to you, he talked about what happened in California way back when they started doing this redistricting and these zoning laws and all this nonsense. They were tacking on $320,000 on top of every house. So if someone in Michigan paid $114,000 for a house, in California the same house is going to cost you $414,000. They're crazy. This has been going on for decades. They're crazy. I'm telling you, the weather and the climate, it's not worth it. It's not worth it anymore. Nope. They are. How do you even justify? I don't. Not anymore. I'm done.
Well, when you have a populace that puts up with it.
Yeah. Well,
I'll
tell you, I predicted this a year ago when I was talking in front of the Vista City Council. I said, look, you keep doing this, if this keeps going this way, this is going to be a ghost state. You don't have to worry about population control and herding people into cities. There ain't going to be anybody with half a brain that lives here. All you're going to have is maybe one or two rich people and nothing but illegals and some people homeless on the street. That's it.
And
then you're stupid.
And you can bet if the government tries to step in and bail you out, every state out here is going to throw a fit about it.
Absolutely. I'm with, the writers of the screenplay from the name of that West Side Story, Let It Sink Back in the Ocean. I'm done. I'm sick of it. It's ridiculous. And I swear, I think I can't even figure out what the percentage is. I'm sure it's probably 98% like Connecticut that voted for Schmendrick's face. It's crazy. I don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to listen to them. I don't. It's like somebody please give me a roll of duct tape. I can't take these people anymore.
It amazes me how they can have such a deficit and just continue to run it up, thinking there is no consequences, there is no time that it'll ever fall apart and
moronic,
collapse.
This moronic Jerry Brown wants to have a high-speed rail. Who the hell's going to pay for that? His dumbass illegals?
But we know that's part of Agenda 21, Linda.
Yeah, I know.
I'm upset that they finished I-69 here in Indiana from Evansville to Indianapolis. And a lot of people think, well, we needed that interstate. No, that interstate was created because it's part of the NAFTA Superhighway.
Absolutely. Well, I don't even think there's enough money at this point, even if they tax the hell out of these people that are even still left here, and the other ones are going to get out, because there was like the day after the election, I swear to God, Mike Slater said, there was a report that 47% of the Californians are either moving out or making plans to get out because of this situation in California. Absolutely. It's not.
But what they've got to do is when they leave there, they've got to leave that mentality that put them in that position there,
it's true,
too.
Because the only ones who are going to stay here are the libtards. Believe me, these people are so dyed in the wool, sunk in the Kool-Aid, they won't leave the state, Bill. They like it here. They're nuts. So only the people like me and the ones who are in my Tea Party group are the ones bailing. Trust me. The ones who have half a brain. The conservatives will not stay here. So don't worry about the weirdos. Believe me. All they're going to have is Mexicans, libtards, a couple rich people, and homeless sleeping on the streets. That's all they're going to have here. That's what they're doing.
Well, state in Florida, Linda.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
They're doing the same thing in Florida. I mean, it's crazy here, man.
Oh, I know. Well, the right and the left coast, if you go the whole, look at upper New England, look at New York. We've got Bloomberg, you've got crazy people. When I was looking at the returns on election night, 93, I felt so sad for Mike from the hot seat. 93% of Connecticutans voted for Obama. 93%. I was in. I'm going, oh my God! No wonder the guy wants out of that state. Poor thing.
Hey.
Well, we had a good time here in Indiana during the election. We lost. We would like to see Murdoch beat Donnelly.
Yes, absolutely.
And the only other position that was really won by a Democrat was the head of the Department of Education.
Oh.
And our state reps have already said, Republican leaders have already said that one position ain't going to hold no water.
Yeah, the only thing I got in Oceanside was Zach Becht for city city clerk. I got Jim Wood and Esther Sanchez. Everything else, all the propositions went the wrong way. The presidential election went the wrong way. Everything in Sacramento, it was just one big, suicide fest. Unbelievable. It was a mess. So, no wonder I was sick with the flu for 2 weeks. Oh, it was awful. For months and weeks, I phone banked. I did rallies. I did, everything I could. I don't know. I went, tried to go the right way. Didn't work. You know what? So, I'm going to go with my Agenda 21 and my speaking engagements and hang out with like-minded people and do the best I can. That's all I can do. No more phone banking.
Try to reach people that are, receptive and keep spreading the word and create more of us out here doing the same thing. I'm seeing a big surge in people pushing the Agenda 21 issue after this election, and I'm glad of that.
Yep.
And they need to keep it up.
So
one community and one state at a time.
I know. Ron likes to tie in, and I tried to learn as much as I can about the economic system. How does that work? I know going after Agenda 21 is hard enough, but how would you break up that Jekyll Island Central cartel? How would you do that? How could anyone go against it without getting shot like they have in the past?
Well, they're in. It's getting to that point where you can actually go and make the arrest on the people who are responsible and gather them.
Sure.
You're seeing a move. I can't remember what country it was. I'm thinking Iceland, but I could be wrong. That was throwing out.
Right.
Yes.
And they arrested a Rothschild.
Oh, wow. So, Ron, how do you, let's say miraculously we could get rid of this miserable mess and get an honest monetary system. How would that reverse all of this insanity that we're under?
Well, I don't think it's not going to reverse it. I mean, it's so ingrained in people's everyday lives that they don't know anything else. So I think it would take a very long time, but we could slowly unwind it. And I think that's what Ron Paul was talking about doing.
Right.
And that would be introducing a competing currency.
Right.
To me, one of the cases that stands out in my mind was the guy in Nevada that was paying his employees with silver dollars.
Right, right.
You know, so if a guy's making $600 a week in Federal Reserve notes,
mm-hmm.
in silver dollars, that's like 16.47 silver dollars. Just round it up and say 17 silver dollars a week. Well, there's no withholding and there's no taxes on $17 a week.
Well, yeah.
So,
it's
there. It's available to us. We just utilize it.
Right. So,
we have this mental block, and that's something that I think the Federal Reserve System did.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that all money comes from the government.
Oh, God.
If it doesn't,
well,
it does
now.
Right, but if it doesn't have the government's stamp of approval on it, if it doesn't say United States of America, then it can't be money, right? I mean, even when you get a damn Canadian quarter, you want to toss it in the toilet because, it's not a U.S. coin. That's how deeply ingrained the idea is that all money comes from government.
So maybe
which is what gives these people the idea, Obama's going to get it from his stash, like the government has money.
Oh my
the
God.
The only money the government has is what they steal from other people.
Exactly. Or print. And so maybe we go on three fronts. Maybe we go with fighting Agenda 21, fighting for an honest monetary system, and states nullification.
Well,
maybe that's what we need to do.
You say printing money, but printing money is the same as stealing.
Oh,
and,
of course.
And
there's a congressman demanding he be paid in gold because he says the monetary system is going to collapse.
And that was in Wyoming, and his state told him pound sand.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Even though, you know, he said, well, you can't make anything but gold or silver legal tender in the payment of my debts. So how are you paying me in paper? See, that's the thing. There's this disconnect. Monetarily, there's this disconnect. And people don't recognize that, yes, you can use the government's money, and it takes 33 of their paper dollar bills to equal $1. Oh, and by the way, if that's not bad enough, you're also going to have to give a percentage of that back to the government as a user's fee. They call it a tax, but hey, what the hell? So if you end up paying, you know, 40% of all of the dollar bills that you receive go back in taxes, then now you're at the point where it's, what, 56 paper dollars to equal one silver dollar? At what point does it become obvious to most people?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But see, they don't understand money. It's one of those mysterious things.
Oh, and God forbid anyone would teach it in school.
Yes, and it's supposed to be confusing. That way, you know.
Oh yeah, they get that. Well, then they can keep the thumb and the boot of, you know, on your neck.
Yep.
That's what they've been doing, and this is what I get so upset. And I know Terry Rowland gets very upset about the education system. And from what I'm gathering and what I'm seeing and what she said and what I've read about, man, this has been going on since what, 1900? They have been jacking that system around and just lying through their teeth. I don't trust our institutions anymore. I don't know about you guys, but I don't.
Well, they lie.
We poured billions and billions and billions of dollars into the education system only to have students failing.
Of course.
Look.
It's a scam.
You go back to what I was talking about Sunday night and Monday night with J.P. Morgan, right? And people thought it was horrible that he had so much money. And so what was... Now, think about this. This is the irony. This, is, to me, is the precise point. So what was it they suggested should happen? The people demanded that the government do something. What did the government do? They created the frickin' Federal Reserve System. What did that do? It gave Morgan absolute monopoly.
Power. Yeah.
Over money. Wow, that was a great fix.
I know. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
You know, look, if J.P. Morgan or Rockefeller or Carnegie made their money without hurting people, honestly, mazel tov, more power to them.
Exactly.
You know, it's just, it's ridiculous. I don't care how much they have. As long as they're not, and Carnegie, I mean, and I know, I think Rockefeller as well, they were philanthropists. They didn't just, you know, and I know that they got breaks for it, you know, if there was a taxation system. But who cares? They were still charitable. People had jobs. People, my God. And then if they just weren't so anal and wanted more power, you know, because power
corrupts. Well, that's the left in George Soros. To them, he's charitable.
That guy's evil. I don't care.
They're not smart enough to realize his charity is only to buy control of them.
Oh, that man is he's got so much nefarious in his soul. I can't.
But then when we start comparing George to a Maurice Strong, George starts to shrink away. And
yeah, Maurice is pretty bad.
And there are others out there besides them.
Alexander
King. The Rothschilds and Rockefellers and stuff.
Yes. Well, not all, Alexander King, the Club of Rome, all of these people that started the you know, worshiping the Luciferians, the Gaia crazies, the Blavatskys. This goes back so far, you guys. I mean, it all comes, a lot of it, well, we can trace it back in history to biblical times, but if you
trace it all the way back to Babylon.
Yeah, I know. But once you start seeing, the culmination of the crazies with the Karl Marxes and the Engels and the Blavatskys, this is the 1800s, guys. All this nonsense just
Thank
culminating.
You. Thank
Huge.
You. You know, I love it when the
light bulb goes off.
Yeah, it's the whole damn Lincoln thing. My
Agenda 21 too. All of it.
My stepmother and my father went to see the new Lincoln movie.
Oh, did they?
And, you know, they came home and she was telling me all about it. And I said, he was the worst son of a bitch we've ever had as president. And she looked at me like I was crazy.
Of course she did.
And I'm like, it just, never mind. It's not worth going into.
Arguing about.
You don't get it, you know. And, you know, this is just an uphill fight and I'm just not going to do it.
God.
Yeah, you know, you believe that the Civil War ended slavery and it was all about slavery and, you know, had nothing to do with instituting the damn British mercantilism system and expanding the railroads at the expense of the very people that were going to be customers of the railroad, right?
Wow.
Don't
Your head's
going to
explode, I know.
I know. It's just like, huh? The reason people can't see it is because they don't care. It doesn't. They don't notice
the
direct effect on their everyday lives.
I think they don't want to. This is what I'm seeing. They do not want to hear it. They're in the cave. I go through this daily.
Because if they don't have to hear it, then they don't have to feel responsible.
They don't have to deal with
anything.
It. Yeah, but they're going to deal with it. Whether they, you know, this is the part I'm trying to warn them. They don't. God.
Whether you want to pay attention to it or not, it's going to come on you.
Oh, it's going
to
come to bite you. Mm-hmm.
And Linda, that's exactly what I was telling one of my guys. He's like, oh, you know, all this conspiracy. I said, let me explain something to you. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. It really doesn't.
That's right.
Outcome doesn't depend on your belief in this.
Exactly.
It's going to happen whether you believe it or not. Doesn't really matter. And when they're knocking on your door, you can go, damn, I guess I should have believed in it. Well, that wouldn't have changed anything, would it?
No.
Unbelievable. You know, I'm at that point where I'm sick of batting my head against a brick wall. I'm going to start taking libtards and batting their heads against a brick wall. Maybe I can wake them up. But I won't do that. I'm just kidding. I get so frustrated.
Well, I think you've seen, even since the election, you've seen a lot of them that are like, can't believe it.
I know.
What they're seeing. And they're thinking, you know, you fire remorse now, but it's
no,
too late.
That's not in my area. Oh, I just talked to one guy who thinks the guy's, you know, walks on water, and I was handing out my flyer and I just happened to say Papa John's. Of course, he was like all over it, and because I was going to do delivery for people with homemade gourmet food, you know, and especially for seniors who don't want to eat Meals on Wheels, which is the most disgusting stuff that ever came down the pike. And so I said, well, you know, it beats Papa John's, you know, and he just went off on it and said, well, oh, that's really nice what they're doing. And I said, well, maybe they should, to their employees. And I says, maybe they shouldn't have voted for the, you know, the creep. And he says, oh, we need to talk. And I said, I looked at him. I says, oh, yes, we do. But that'll be for another day. It's funny because his parents are conservative, but he's like, I think he's in his, I'd say, early 30s, you know, that kind of deal. And just, I've got nieces like that, too. I got one that's the younger one. She gets it. She totally gets it. Her older sister is completely clueless and thinks Obama's just, you know, the best thing since French fries. I don't understand it, but that's, you know.
Well, I have the same problem whenever I do run into one. And I do occasionally. I have a friend in a town.
I get it every.
But he's been really silent because when I posted about Benghazi a few weeks ago, and I said Obama was covering up, and he's coming and accused me of attacking Obama for no week. I told him wait till the weekend was over, and I haven't heard from him since.
because that's the weekend that things started coming out.
Yep.
And but I also had the fun of showing Reed County Comprehensive Plan. Your town is the first town scheduled to be eliminated.
Oh, Oceanside or Vista?
This is Medora, Indiana.
In our
county, under the County Comprehensive Plan, lists Medora as being unsustainable.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Yeah, they're doing it. They're doing it to every single... Anytime you hear the word open spaces, run and tell them no. You have to tell them this is not good. They're going to... They are eliminating private property up one side and down the other. There will be no recreational anything. You're going to be hurt. After a certain amount of time, when they have those high rises, it's going to be like China. There's going to be so many suicides because you're not even going to get in and out of those buildings. You're going to go up from one floor down to your work and your restaurant, and then you're going to go home. Believe me. And that'll be one of the ways they start killing off people, because they're going to kill themselves. This is what their aim is. I'm telling you that they are evil. This is not good. This is beyond Lenin and Stalin in my book. And believe me, I'm going over that stuff tomorrow on my show.
This is everything that you, when you're a little child, you're brought up, you know, you're taught that a world order is going to be a bad thing. And then here it is upon you. And people are trying to turn it around now and say, oh, no, it's a good thing.
Oh, God.
No, it's not a good thing. Anytime someone's taking total power over the planet.
Yeah,
we're
it's so bad.
For many reasons.
It's going to make Hitler look like, you know, a piker. I mean, he did 11 million people. That was horrible. I mean, beyond horrible. And then we got Stalin did 30, and then we had Mao doing 70. I mean, it was horrible.
Well,
all these bad things. This is global.
You're talking in the millions. What we're getting ready to see is a group that's willing to do it in the billions.
Absolutely. They have no concept of this. The only one who could actually explain it to you better than I could would be Satan himself, because it's coming from him. I'm telling you, these guys are nuts. It's pure evil. I'm looking evil in the face. I don't know how else to describe it. It's not going to be fun. That's why I'm fighting. I got to fight it.
But we also got to understand that in the end, things will balance out.
Well, I think that if we do our job, Bill, and I get people riled up in my area, and you do the same, and others do it, and Glenn is on fire now. He's not going to let this go. And he's got 20 million listeners, so it's going to have an impact. You know, even if he gets 5% of them or 1% of them, that's going to help us.
Well,
okay?
Glenn's got to come to the realization that 95% of the stuff he talks about is Agenda 21. And he's got to relate it. He's got
to
tie that all together.
Yeah,
and
he's
got to keep pushing
it.
He can't just do one show and let it go. He needs to keep pushing it.
Oh, I agree with you. It
is our greatest threat, not only ours, but as a nation.
Right now, every
people in states and communities, but it's also the globe's greatest threat.
I agree. I know. I'm sure that others have rejected it, and I know Alabama rejected it, but they still haven't figured out. You know, you've got to still hold vigil, because they're going to try to worm their way in like cockroaches, no matter what you do.
Oh, they'll try back doors, underhanded tactics.
Ickley.
Downright lie, theft, everything, you know. There's
I
nothing
know.
Beyond them. As you said, they're evil.
So what I'm going to do is when I try, I'm going to go tonight and I'm going to ask them if I can speak, and then say, okay, once I get my forum and I can speak, explain to the people, look, everybody who has, I don't care if you're in Fallbrook or Carlsbad or Encinitas or wherever you live, you must have an audience with your mayor or your city council people who might be on, maybe they're libertarian, maybe they're Republican, whatever. You have to first explain to them, I don't care if you're a Green Party, R Party, L Party, it doesn't matter. This is going to affect every human being on this planet. Don't even go there. Get the parties out of my face. You must explain how bad this is, and get them to understand, and show them the side-by-side city plans, show them the Tom DeWeese, the Rosa Curie stuff, everything you can, every instance you can, everything that I have, like what I gave you in the mail, every ounce of arsenal we can put together, we must tell these people, and just say, look, we're not going to let this go anymore. I'm going to get more people, and I'm going to get in front of you in the city council in public, and I'm going to nail you. So you better listen to me. I mean it. I've got to. You got to do it. Tell them.
Well, on your county comprehensive plans, you can find out who okayed it and everything like that. So it gives you somebody in your area to go after the target. Is this person responsible for here?
I know. I know.
And that's a starting point. That's a starting point, and then you climb the ladder.
Here's the thing. I know that Ickley was involved because we had an Ickley guy sitting at the table next to the city planner, and they were speaking, and they were talking all their gibberish, and they were talking about you know, the smart growth and all the same stuff, the sustainability and the I forget the other new one. They got new words because that's what progressives do. They changed the labels, and I'm going to tell all my councilmen members, don't worry about changing the labels. This is what the Alinskyites do, and this is what the Hegelian dialectic do, and this is what the Delphi technique is. This is all of this stuff, man. You got to watch out for it. It's evil. Do your own homework. I'll give them every piece I've got. If I have to copy that whole folder, I'll do it. But I'm going to tell them, I'm sick of this. This is nuts. This affects every man, woman, and child from day one today all the way through the next 20, 30, 50 years. This is what they're doing, and it's evil, and I'm going to tell them. And if they don't like it, I'm going to keep telling them until they understand it. I'm going to. If I have to put a brick in my hand and say, listen to me. Listen to me. I don't know what else to do.
Well, that's all we can do. And when we get to that and we keep in our eyes where we're at, what we're up to, and you keep that focus, and you just keep waking up one person at a time, if that's all you can do, you know. You keep trying to find larger audiences, but
yep.
That comes by waking up more people than more people.
I'm gonna do it this coming year. Yeah, it's one of my goals.
Start having meetings and stuff, mm-hmm. and I'm seeing it grow around here, starting to grow around here, and I think it's gonna be the biggest growing thing coming out. Is you're going to see more and more and more and more Agenda 21 exposure. And then you're going to see questions.
Yep,
and
then if we get enough people that understand it and start screaming at their city council, they have to take notice. It just has to be. I know that Terry's... I'm going to do my show tomorrow, probably the 90 minutes, because I have the time, and then Thursday I'll be cooking. But... Ron, did you want to say something? And I'll get to you, Robert, in a second, and then Bill.
Just keep fighting, and you know what?
Yeah.
Be glad for what we have.
I know. We got to praise the Lord every day for what we still have. And Robert, we love having you, and thank you so much. And happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too, and I don't know if you guys heard, but Alan was conceded today.
I did. I absolutely did. I know. Okay, God bless you and have a great one. Eat all the ham you want. Bill, any parting shots?
I just wish everybody had the happiest of Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
and Robert, as far as Alan West, just because he's not sitting there holding that position is not going to stop him from being an influence.
Right. Absolutely.
Contact him. And
you guys, thank you so much, and God bless everyone for joining and tuning in. And my show's tomorrow at 7 p.m. Terry's not doing a show. I know everybody's going to be tryptophan out, so we'll deal with whoever's on Saturday, and we'll just go from there. Of course, Sunday and Monday, Ron Golden doing the two shows, and then we'll try to be back here the other Tuesday. God bless, and I'll keep the change. Love you guys. God bless.
Thank you.
God bless.
Keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big B8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name?